Hare Krishna. Today I'm, well actually yesterday already, I started working on the last part of Atshuru Bhakti Chintam, Raja, Nava Raja Manahima, not the last chapter, I wish I was there, but the last chapter that deals with Radha Shyamasundar. And it's a chapter describing the Kama Gayatri, because the whole glorification of Radha Shyam is based around the Diksha Mantras, the Bodhi's Diksha Mantras. And this is the last. I think it's the last. There's maybe an inclination to also discuss the Hare Krishna mantra, which will make it another chapter, as it is just this topic is about 400 pages, so it's another book within a book. And and of course Kama Gayatri is no different than Krishna. The different bodily limbs of Krishna are equivalent to the syllables of the Kama Gayatri. And, well, in two places in Chaitanya Charitamrita it's mentioned. Ramananda Roy talks about it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his discussions with Sanatana Goswami, then he glorifies the Kama Gayatri and the 24 and a half moons of Krishna's body, which are equivalent to the syllables of the Kama Gayatri mantra. And I think I've mentioned it before, although I'm not sure, because I tend to forget things. I don't forget Krishna, but I forget a lot of other things. And about the story of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how he was, he wrote one essay. It's not a book, it's just an essay on Gayatri Mantra. And the meaning of Gayatri, as well as the meaning of the Kama Beach Kling. And in the in that description, he also talks about a personal experience that he had. And it's centered around Lord Chaitanya's description of the mantra as being of 24 and a half syllables. And I'm quite sure I did already speak about this before, but anyway, let's speak about it again. And when the Acharya was commenting on this, when he did a personal count, as well as consulted other scriptures, then Kama Gayatri is always being defined as being of 25 syllables. Count them for those who are Brahmins. And you'll see it comes out, not 25 and a half, if I see that, 25 syllables. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was perplexed, and no matter how he tried to look at it, he always came out with the same count, 25 syllables. On the other hand, he couldn't argue with the conclusion of a Siddha Purush like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who could not be wrong. He's above making mistakes. What to speak of the fact that he's quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he was in a real quandary. What was he going to do? And because you're thinking, if Kama Gayatri is Krishna, And if he can't understand Krishna's form in transcendental sound, then how can he understand Krishna's own swarup as well as Krishna's personality? So he was very despondent by this dilemma that he found himself in. And he was even considering that maybe he should commit suicide. So sitting like that on the banks of Radhakund, Shamakund, Manasapavanagat, in his Bhajan Kutir, he was really lamenting. And late into the night, he dozed off to sleep. And then in his dream, Srimati Radharani appeared. And she pacified him and told him that what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said is correct, technically speaking. Even though other Shastras give a different counting. And she cited one scripture that says that when the syllable when ya is followed by v, then it should be considered as being a, instead of two syllables, you consider them as one and a half syllable. And Vishwanath Chakravartaka was very, very happy, and when he woke up, he went and consulted that Shastra. He saw that it was like that, and he was pacified that his understanding of the mantra was correct, it was reconciled, and that way he completed, by describing this pastime, he completed his little essay. It's called Mantra Artha Dipika, the Dipika, or the lamp that illuminates the Artha, or the glories, the value of mantra, in this case, Kama Gayatri Mantra. Sometimes we repeat things, but there's no harm in repeating things because it's our source of sustenance, just like we eat on a daily basis. So even if we hear the same things every day, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, still it's a source of nourishment. One doesn't refuse to eat today just because he ate yesterday. What to speak of last year? I ate last year, therefore I'm not eating anymore. So you eat every day. Similarly, we can also hear the same nice pastimes of the Lord and his devotees because they're tavakata amrita. They are nourishment for the soul. Hare Krishna.